The main distinction with the Avastin data, at least as I look at it, is about the arterial thromboembolic events are usually more dramatic, and it's about 4% in the Avastin-containing treatment regimens and about 1.5% in the non-Avastin-containing regimens. And remember, it's not just in colon cancer. No individual study has really demonstrated a difference in the risk of arterial thromboembolic events. It's only when a variety of randomized studies are combined.
Do we know anything more about the potential mechanism of these events?
No. Lots of speculation that there's some endothelial impact. You could postulate that there's more tumor destruction and release of evil cytokines and promoters of coagulation. But again, I'm not aware of any dramatic knowledge. You know, it is important to remember when Avastin was first being studied, it's pointed to know that the cardiologists were looking at giving vascular endothelial growth factor to patients at risk for heart disease to try to improve coronary perfusion and get recanalization, while oncologists were giving an inhibitor of vascular endothelial growth factor for the opposite reason. So it's not a leap to assume that if you inhibit VEGF, you impact on arterial revascularization. But mechanistically, that's as good as I can come up with.